To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're seeing Wall Street celebrate today after the Fed announced a smaller 25 basis point rate rise. But back home, these floods are going to complicate things. The Herald's business editor at large, Liam Dan, is with us. Hi, Liam.
Hi, Heather.
Okay. How is it that it pushes up? I mean, it's obvious, right? It pushes up inflation because all of a sudden it starts stimulating everything because you've got to rebuild.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird coming in to state the obvious that natural disasters are bad for the economy. But there is this thing called the broken window fallacy, where at certain times, like the Christchurch quakes, which were sort of still in the wake of the GFC, and, you know, like because, you know, the damage is paid for across a long period of time and you get a short-term stimulus from insurance money and government money and things, it can actually make GDP go up.
Yeah.
Trouble is, that's not what we want right now. There's been times when that would be okay, but right now, you know, this is just going to add inflationary pressure to sort of obviously fresh food prices. Construction looks terrible if you sort of were just starting to see the first signs of it. Of that inflationary pressure on building products coming off. Well, now it's not looking great for getting anything done, getting a builder or anything. You know, the Reserve Bank's allowed to look through that, and the economists don't think it'll shift its you know, longer term plans for rates. You know, and we are, you know, there is some hope that we'll join that US post inflation party, but at the moment it kind of feels like we're outside the party queuing to get in.
So do we have any idea how much it's going to potentially push inflation up by?
Well, no, not really.
Too early to say.
What makes it difficult is it's a net equation. So it causes, you know, there's the cost to the economy and then there's the inflationary pressure and then you've got to do the maths on where it lands. And I don't think I've seen any economist quite brave enough to pick that yet. So the short answer is that, you know, as individuals, you know, we know that you're going to be paying more. I think this quarter, where we were hoping to see a more receding inflationary pressure, is going to be just a bit stickier. You know, looking at it, the US has really come off quite sharply since June, and New Zealand, for reasons that we've talked about many times here before, immigration and worker shortages and things like that, is still up against it. There are a few tentative signs there, but you know, it's just a bit of a bummer timing wise.
It is totally a bummer. Do you reckon? Do you get the impression that the Reserve Bank is going to look through this?
You know, I think they will. I mean, it depends. It is blowing out. I mean, you start to talk about $1 billion of I've seen estimates for the insurance damage. Some of it is, you know, it's going to take a long time. So maybe, you know, that stimulus isn't going to be immediate anyway. It's just going to hold inflation there a bit longer. Most of the economists have shifted their outlook to that 50 basis points for the next hike. So that is still coming off. And that was because there was some positive signs in the labour market data. So, you know, fingers crossed. But I guess, you know, it's a judgment call how much you do that, you know, how much you, because if you, you know, you can keep looking through things forever, but eventually you've got to deal with the real
Liam,
price that people pay.
How does it play out in government politics, in central government politics for National and Labor heading into an election year? In Auckland, battleground.
I would have thought if you were in government, you'd be hoping that this would play through as quick as possible, so that you know, we see the.
You don't think they're going to get the Bob Parker effect?
Well, there's that. There's the pure politics of you know, dealing with a crisis and people deflecting blame, you know, from you because everyone can see that this is a problem. And then there's some other problems happening with the council and the mayor that seem to be distracting from central government. That'd be an understatement. But so that's probably positive. But I think if it stretches the inflation out and the Reserve Bank has to work harder or keep inflation rates higher, keep interest rates higher
then
longer,
ultimately
that just rolls closer to the election, and that's not good.
Yeah, Liam, thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's Liam Dan, the Herald's business editor at large.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.